mileage here on this clock. We gonna ride all around, all about in this town. It's got a mile of tongue, muffle in it, take a guess. Baby, I believe we'll be riding in class. It's a real fine car and it's never late. Babe, I'm talking about my new Ford V8. We gonna move on down, all about in that town. Ford V8. We gonna move on down, all about in that town. It got power steering, power brakes. I'm telling you, baby, got all it takes. It's real fast car, just for twice that date. Just you and me, baby, in that Ford V8. We gonna have some fun, cause baby, you's the one.
Yeah. KVHR,
the voice of the borough of Arrowhead County.
Day one stormed, and it was beautiful. Day one stormed from the ground. Then the night she fell. The air was beautiful. Night she fell all around. So look, see the days, the endless colored ways. Go play the game that you learned from. See the sights, the endless summer nights. Go play the game that you learned from the morning.
Morning, Sicilians. Chris in the morning, getting you up a little earlier than usual. I got a busy day ahead, so get that coffee on, whip up that bacon, and knock those cobwebs off the ceiling. Chris here, 570 on the AM, K-Bear. It's like a fine winter's morning out there at the 63rd latitude. Jack Frost is tagging up those window panes. Hot Java, English muffin, locked and loaded.
K-Bear lines are open.
Let it ring on.
Sicily, Chris in the Morning coming at you outside the K-Bear Studios. Hey, Sonny, got a winter watch update here. No sign of any cumulonimbus clouds, those fluffy bears of the precious snow. Don't worry, it ain't gonna be long. Jack Frost is definitely breathing down our necks. And with the sub-zero temperatures just ahead, we're gonna make like that proverbial ant and prepare. And on that note, I shall read a note. Wally's Gas and Go is offering a full line of snow tires and radiator baffles. Ruth Ann still has 3 pair of snowshoes left, all men's extra large. Okay. In anticipation of this coming season, let me wish each and every one of you a bon hiver. Good winter.
Snow, it won't be long before we'll all be there with snow. Snow, I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow. Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow. Oh, to see a great big man entirely made of snow. Where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be. Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. I'm longing to ski. Snow, those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow. Oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow. Snow. Seem to be built of snow. Oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow. Snow. We'll be right back.
Oh, the snow, the beautiful snow, filling the sky and earth below. Over the housetops, over the street, over the heads of people you meet, dancing, flirting, skimming along. Oh, the snow, the beautiful snow, how the flakes gather and laugh as they go, whirling about in their maddening fun. It plays in its glee with everyone, chasing, laughing, hurrying by. It lights on the face and it sparkles the eye. And even the dogs, with a bark and a bound, snap at the crystals that eddy around. The town is alive and its heart in a glow to welcome the coming of beautiful snow. It's happening, people. Say hi to the flakes.
Bus stop, because there's a blessing on the ground. Mrs. Braintree, it is written, when the snows come over Dixie, all the roads are closed and the stores are looped.
It's coming down. Snow lays on the chain fields. There's a blessing on the ground. It's coming down. If your roads are patrolled by children, there's no order to be found. Burn the count of winter, Mrs. Braintree. All the roads are closed, and the stores are the poor vagabonds. It's coming down.
till summer flowers bloom. Here in our nest, we're surely blessed.
Chestnuts roasting
over the heat. Gee, ain't life sweet?
Tootsie's toasting,
drifting on air without a care.
Purple snowflakes
cover the ground without a sound.
Nothing snowflakes.
As sure as snowflakes fall from the blue, I will always remember this night here with you. Hey, snowflakes, pretty purple snowflakes. Snowflakes, pretty purple snowflakes. Here in our nest, we're surely blessed.
Chestnuts roasting
over the heat. Gee, ain't life sweet?
Tootsie's toasting,
drifting on air without a care.
Purple snowflakes
cover the ground without a sound.
Nothing snowflakes.
As sure as snowflakes fall from the blue, I will always remember this night here with you. And I said snowflakes, pretty purple snowflakes. Snowflakes are falling, 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 and I've got you in my arms. Snowflake, yeah, pretty purple snowflake.
Muscles as your body decays.
Yeah,
throw
your line and play it again.
Young men with sledgehammers and Mel's guns and ammo is quickly becoming just a memory. Ask this brick, who carted you here? Who stacked you one on top of the other? Joined you with mortar. The brick won't talk. The builder remains anonymous, like those unsigned cathedrals of Europe. See, this edifice was not built for an architect's glory. It was built with a vision in mind, a vision we call Sicily, Alaska. Are we less without Mel's? Maybe not. You see, cities, countries, buildings, they all have a life cycle, just like us humans. They come and they go. They're just sticks and stone. The spirit that infuses them, that's what really counts. As far as I'm concerned, the vision remains.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place and play your hand. Take it easy. Well, I'm a standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford. Slow it down and take a look at me. Well, come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up. Take it
the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Well, come on, baby, don't say maybe. I've gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Love me till I'm dead. Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn on high. I never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
In this here phenomenon we call Sicily, Alaska, you might ask yourself, where do cities come from in the first place? Well, like most things, from an idea. You see, our ancestors had the notion that the dead weren't really dead, they just kept on boogieing on underground. So to make sure that the dead had a regular supply of chow and vino, they put feed times on the calendar. Presto, we had rituals, festivals, religions. Now, you take some families and you give them the same religion, you got a tribe. A few tribes, what do you got? Athens, Thebes, Rome. It's weird, but true. We got cities because those ancient folks wanted to do right by the dead. It's no accident that the church and the graveyard stand side by side. The city of the dead sleeps encircled by the city of the living.
A Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Laughing in a golden time.
Hey, my, 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 my.
Hey, my, 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 my.
Ancients knew that we all share a common fate. They gathered around their hearths, their sacred fires, not just to remember those who had gone before, but to comfort each other in the face of their own inevitable journey. Mr. Einstein put it like this: strange is our situation here upon Earth. However, there's one thing that we do know. Man is here for the sake of other men. Above all, for those upon whose smile and well-being our own happiness depends. And also for the countless unknown souls with whose fate we are connected by a bond of sympathy. Good night, Cicely.
Head in the sky. There was simply no way to go. There was no path for me. I was a homo for roughly 12 years, off and on, because I always took a job if I could find one. This was mostly during the Depression. It was one of the greatest experiences to be very tired of carrying a pack and throw it down, buy a nice, beautiful brook, and find sticks for a fire and build a fire and be careful not to start a fire that you don't want, of course. You come into a situation where everyone is a stranger. You have to make a decision very fast. And you can say, hey, Mac, will you watch my pack while I go into town? And just suddenly, like this. And I've never been let down, never. The friendships and jealousies of boys were just fantastically intense. And I remember a couple of guys, they had suddenly had a quarrel. They were in the middle of a railroad bridge on the McElroy River. And both of them threw their packs into the river and walked opposite directions. Of course, homos are extraordinarily individualistic people. That's why they're homos. They cannot conform to the society that the strictures of a city. You never find them cities to speak of. I'm talking about the Depression, which is what I know best. But I doubt if people have changed. In other words, what I'm saying is, there are the same kinds of people of today. There are the same kinds of people who will go out on the road and thumb their nose at society and say, I'm going to do everything by myself. I can remember taking a blanket out on the American River and saying, oh, thank heaven I don't have to go to a flop house tonight. And thank heaven I can build a fire on my own and buy something that's infinitely cheaper and infinitely better and cook it myself than to go into some stupid hash joint. So constantly. Nobody was writing War and Peace, and nobody was doing an unfinished symphony. But in little ways, there was a tremendous amount of creativity. Now, when I say creative, I don't mean poetry or literature or music or any of the things that we think of as the fine arts. I'm just talking about everyday living. Like primitive man. He didn't consider something he carved to be fine art. We think of it as fine art sometimes now, but he didn't.
You're listening to
Tasons.
Mutations.
On Sheena's jungle room.
Mid Valley.
You got me howling at the doom.
Part 6. Archmens.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
And a mighty good hello to everyone in the digital salon, lurking and otherwise. It's Mid-Valley Mutations on Sheena's Jungle Room and WFMU, and we're settling in for another evening of Parchment's Triad. Our third installment of Harry Parch stuff, I guess is the easiest way of putting it. On his the anniversary of his birthday, I started playing Harry Parch clips and interviews and bits from films that he made and whatnot. I've done this twice before. I think I've got this one and maybe one more installment ahead of me, and then after that, I'm going to have to figure out a new tack on this particular subject. But that's neither here nor there. Right now, we are hearing a little bit of the music from a film called Wind Song from the 50s. Harry partnered with this director, Madeline Tortelot. Oh man, I don't even know how to say that. A director and filmmaker, and they really kind of got each other very quickly, and so he would do the music. Madeline would shoot all the film and whatnot. I think there's a few films that they made together, and I have excerpted out the music and have turned them into instrumentals that we've heard